Am I taking for granted something that one day will be the most precious, beautiful gift that I realized I've been given, and I took it for granted for years and years and years? It's a hard question to ask.
Yeah.
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real-life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand,
and we're all hanging out in your favorite place together.
Happy New Year, Fourth Chair friends. We are excited to be starting 2020 with you, which is also year two of More Than Small Talk. So we love hanging out with you, and we're so glad you're back for more. So this time we wanted to do a little bit of imagining to help us prepare for 2020.
Yeah, so we're starting out with a question that is kind of a tough one.
Yeah.
How would you spend this year if you knew it were your last? Now, we're saying that maybe Jesus is coming back year.
Let's pretend
that we're going to die.
God posts on Instagram that this is it.
This is the year. So how would you spend this year if you knew it were your last?
So I am an introvert, but I love being with people. But I schedule in a lot of alone time. So I think I would have less alone time and just be with as many people, you know, as possible. Well, my people, you know, but also pay attention to, you know, the people around me. So I think that I would, instead of hiding out or staying home, I think that I would go out more and make a point. Because when I have gone out, like even there's so many times you make plans and then you cancel them. I have never once walked away from a time out with friends or whatever and said, you know, I really wish I would have stayed home. Never. Yeah. And I've worked a lot in ministry with people who are at the end of their life, and they have never once said, I wish I would have worked more.
Yeah.
So it just would be people and connecting with people.
Yeah. And I think you brought up something interesting is that, you know, I've read those pieces where they talk to people who are at the end of their life and they ask them, you know, what mattered most to you? And the answers are always very enlightening because the things, honestly, that we spend our most energy on very rarely are the things that they say that matter most.
Yes.
So I think this is an important question.
Yeah. I remember reading one of those articles by a hospice nurse in Australia, and she said the most common thing she heard was, I wish I had had the courage to live my life as who I really am rather than who people expected me to be.
Ooh.
I was that's good. So yeah, so that, and I think people too, spending time with people I love, I would try to write a ton, you know, and then I would make a list of all the things I wanted to eat guilt-free.
Yeah. That's the best.
Lots of chocolate and Mexican food and all the things.
Yeah, see, now you're making me hungry. Well, when I'm actually in a season of battle because I'm going through cancer for the second time. And then recently my husband, healthy husband, surprised us with a heart attack. And so we're in a season, honestly, where this question is very valid because there is nothing like being in an ICU with your husband and seeing people who are battling for their life that makes you look at this question. And when I was in that especially intense 2 weeks, the first week in the hospital, the second week home, and like I said, I had been newly re-diagnosed with cancer, what mattered most is what pulled at me the most. And so I'll tell you what mattered the most to me. Number one was people, of course. But secondly, at the things that I do, I missed this. Like I missed this so much. And I would listen to the best of and think, oh, that's really great. But man, I wish I was there. And I wish I was recording. And but there were some other things that honestly were huge time consumers that I thought were important that didn't pull at me at all.
Yeah.
And that was telling.
Yeah.
You know, so over the last month, I have put to the side a couple of things that I thought were super important that didn't matter at all in the heat of looking at our mortality.
Yeah. And if you want to hear more about Susie's story, mm-hmm. what she's talking about, you can listen to episode 54.
Yeah.
If you happen to miss that, so yes. that you can hear the full story about what she's been going through.
Yeah. So as far as like, how would you spend your year? You know, does it sound like people's number one for yeah. all
yeah.
of us?
Yeah. yeah. I mean, yeah.
Relationships.
Every time I've ever done this question with anyone, you know, no one's like
yeah. Yeah.
pizza. Well, maybe, the 8-year-old boy crowd, that would make it.
Yeah. Yeah. But. Who thinks that a 30-year-old is like on the brink of death, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's really important that we ask this question now. Like, I don't want to one day look back and say regrets. I'll tell you something else that I'm going to spend my year doing now that we truly have looked at mortality in this way, is that I'm going to travel more. I am. Yeah. I'm going to do a little bit. I'm not going to say one day near as much mm-hmm. as I was. We celebrated a big anniversary and I woke up that day and my husband had come home the day before from the hospital and he was asleep beside me. And I just looked over and I thought, what if I had woke up today on my anniversary and he were not with me? And I want to love that man the best way I can. I do. And part of that is traveling together. Maybe that's 30 miles away, but we take a weekend that's for us.
Yeah.
You know?
A shared experience.
Or maybe yeah. that's instead of working, because we have a work ethic that is off the chart that I think that's positive, but it's also sometimes really a negative for both of us to step back and say, hey, I know that we work really hard, but have we put any time in there for play as well?
Yeah. I think that's really helpful because like yeah. we said, everyone says people.
Yeah.
But pausing to say, what does people mean specifically for me?
Yeah.
So like you
yeah.
value adventure and experiences
I do.
And play.
I do.
And so that's what for me, it'd be like, I want time with you at a table where I'm looking in your eyes
yeah,
and we're
yeah.
having like
yeah.
some kind of deep, meaningful conversation for a significant amount of time. And
yeah. Yeah.
Jennifer, what would it be for you?
I think I need both. Like I like the face-to-face, you know.
Yeah.
time. And then I like adventure. And then I like having like friend parties, you know, like having people over and playing games. And I haven't done that in a while. So yeah, it would look like both of those things really matter to me. So adventure and then like real connection.
Right.
But the adventure is real connection too. It's just a different.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
It totally is.
But why do you think that? I mean, because this is called What Matters Most, yeah. this episode. Why do you think we focus on so many things that honestly don't matter and then one day come to that place of looking back and saying, I wish? Why can't we just do that now?
Yeah.
I think because the urgent often feels more pressing than the important.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it tends to feel like, honestly, people can wait. You know,
yeah,
like if we
right.
don't do
and
this,
our closest people
yes,
can wait.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you
yeah.
know, I feel terrible saying that, but it's easy
true.
To think that way to
yeah,
say
yeah.
if we don't take that weekend away this month, we'll do it next month. Or and sometimes
yeah.
that's what you have to do.
Because yeah,
you got
yeah.
toddlers running around or
yeah.
busy season at work. But just knowing we need to not do that forever.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And when I say away, like for me. Taking a walk with the man that I love is away. That's away
yeah.
from bills.
Yeah.
That's away from the pressures that come with marriage and family and away. So it's something that's really, I've started to look at. And what gets in the way of that? That's when I said the things that didn't pull at me, like, I didn't honestly think about them at all. I had to look at that and say, why am I showing up there daily doing this? Well, because I thought I was supposed to.
Right.
You know, again, there's non-negotiables. We talked about
right.
that in the last episode. There are things we don't walk away from. They're non-negotiable. They're part of our season and our life. But there's a lot of negotiables in all of our lives that can sometimes we make them non-negotiable.
Yeah. So this can sound like a heavy question, but I hope at the end of the episode, we'll all feel lighter.
We'll have
more permission to say, you know what? I don't have to carry this year. I can sit it down.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and I think there's been multiple times in my life where I'm like, you know, I kind of feel ripped off by adulthood, you know, but it's that say those responsibilities and that list that we have to do, right?
Yeah.
That, you know, that's our season. We've got to take care of things. You're a homeowner. There's, you know, things that you have to do.
You have to work. You have to take care of finances. You have to pay the bills, all of that. Yeah.
So I have to schedule in fun. You know, so I'm not like adulting's lame because sometimes it just is, right? Yeah. But having something to look forward to is really important to me. Yeah. So,
well, and I want to draw this back because I think it's really important that we talk about this. It is easier to take for granted those closest to you and put them on the shelf while we take care of everything else that seems more urgent. And I just think it's important that we look at that. And it's not saying that you throw everything out the window, but am I taking for granted something that one day will be the most precious, beautiful gift that I realized I've been given? And I took it for granted for years and years and years. It's a hard question to ask.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
Yeah. Am I taking for granted something that somebody else is praying for?
Yeah. Or living in the answered prayers yesterday. Sometimes I have those moments where I'm like, I'm living in all the answers to the prayers I prayed yesterday. Like some look exactly like what I prayed for. Some look nothing what I prayed for. But they are the answers that God has given me. And it's easy because they just become normal. And as humans, that just happens. I don't think that we can prevent that from happening.
Right.
But like you said, we can pause every once in a while and say, okay, yes, this is my normal.
Yeah.
But I need to never forget that it could have not been. Things could have been really different.
And again, I don't want this to be morbid, but I think it's important that we look like one day when somebody is giving a talk and I've went to heaven, I don't want it to be about things like, oh, she kept a perfect home. And there's value in having a home that's welcoming and awesome and everything else. But sometimes, girls, we need to jump on the bed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sometimes we need to say, the dishes will be there when I get back. I'm going to go take a walk with my friend or my child. I want them to say, Susie laughed. She laughed. There was joy that Susie had, or there was a relationship with the Lord that spilled out on those around her. I want those things to be said because I think that they're going to have lasting value on the people I love and on me.
Right.
And on me too.
Right. I love that. Well, what's going to help us live intentionally in 2020. Can you believe that?
2020.
Like, does that just
I'm so worried about Y2K.
I still want to party like it's 1999.
We're so shocked. Oh my gosh. 2020.
Well, I think, you know, the opposite of being intentional is being impulsive. You know?
Yes.
And so being proactive versus being reactive. And I think that a lot of that is just the pauses we've talked about to say, okay, I'm just going to find a few quiet moments and I'm going to think through what does really matter most and put that down on paper. And what are the things that maybe I have permission from God to let go of this year?
Yeah.
Or where I've taken on things out of shame or guilt or obligation or expectation. And at the end of my life, I'm not going to really care about those. So I love that we're talking about this at the start of the new year because I think it's the perfect time to do it.
Yeah.
I actually love to do this. I get New Year's is my favorite holiday because I'm totally into like, let's write out the list.
Bring out the list.
And do smart art. And I might go into PowerPoint and never show it to
an
anyone.
Excel spreadsheet.
And my full-on like geeky
which is why we love you.
Who I am comes out.
Yeah. You know, So I think that this is a good question to ask in a circle of people that you love the most, whether that is your tightest friends or it's your family or whoever your people are. And to ask this confession question, how would you want to spend this year if it were going to be your last? And I think it can be really telling with those we love, because sometimes we put a lot of emphasis thinking we're doing this for that person. And then that person says, that really doesn't matter to me, or that's something I really don't even like at all. And so to hear your closest people answer this question and really listen to what they're mm-hmm. saying, and then adjust to fit what matters to you as a unit of close people.
Yeah. I think a companion question to that could be, you know, yeah. I'm all about all the questions.
Yeah.
Is looking at asking someone like, okay, in the last year, when did you feel most loved by me?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's a good one.
That's awesome.
Finding out, because I know my husband would, some of it would involve meals, you know,
like yes,
if I feed him, he's like, I am loved, you know? And so,
yeah. You know, for me, I know that like showing up sometimes for a friend for coffee is like a really big deal for her. And I could do that. I can do that. I absolutely can do that. I've come so far in the friendship realm. God has healed a lot of stuff there and shown me the value and power of close connection. But I had to intentionally weave that into my life because it didn't come naturally.
Yeah. It sounds like what matters most to us never really comes naturally.
Yeah.
It never happens on accident.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Jennifer?
I love that. Well, since, you know, people would be my focus, I think I want to schedule more time, like with bringing couples together, bringing, you know, people together, whether it's just a girls' night or whatever, because I've watched Holly, you know, create community.
Yeah.
And so I think we wait for our schedules to fill up. So I think I want to like really look ahead and just plan these things and make sure I make time for more people.
Yeah.
More connection, more fun things where we're not staring at our phones. Like, you know, just that we interact with one another, that we are playing games or having fun, whatever it is.
Well, I have a couple of friends that are super close. And I remember the very first time that I met them and I went up to her and they were standing there. And I said, you know, I think we're supposed to be friends. She's one of my closest friends now. But it was so interesting because her husband said, okay, you guys want to get together tonight? 6 o'clock, let's do it. And I was so like, okay. And it's weird that really taught me something, because I would have said, let me look at my schedule. Mm-hmm. Let me see where I can fit this in. I may or may not have called. I may or may not have followed up. But he was just like, on the spot, this felt right, let's do it. And so I have started doing that. If I meet someone and it looks like that is going to be a beautiful friend connection, I will say, okay, when can you meet? Let's do it. Let's put it on the calendar right now.
Yeah. And I think maybe one of the other reasons it's hard to put people first is because it's scary.
Yeah.
I mean, Jennifer talks about I bring people together, which I do. It's this funny thing that you wouldn't think because I'm such an introvert, but it never stops being scary.
Yeah.
You know, and so tasks don't scare me.
Right.
Like I feel productive. I feel capable. I feel like, all right, give me the list. I will check it off. I will get it done. But people still scare the daylights out of me a lot of the times. And so I wonder, too, if like, we have to get our courage up to say, all right, people first in my life. And we're saying first, obviously God's first.
Yes.
But beyond him, you know, saying people first takes a lot of guts.
Yeah,
I think.
Is it people though, or is it the unfamiliar? Because when we know people, it's not scary.
Yeah, that's a good distinction. Yeah.
I think about like going through that week and realizing none of these things were pulling at me. And then these were, man, I missed them so, so much. And they were negotiable. And yet when I looked at the amount of time I was spending and what I was doing, it felt familiar. you know, it felt familiar. I'd done it for a long time. There was payback from that, doing that task, doing that thing in ministry that I was doing. It felt familiar. It felt good. Leaving it felt unfamiliar. And yet, how much longer would I have continued to pour in energy and time into this because it felt familiar, but it didn't matter.
Yeah, I think that's a great distinction. Because you're right. Once we, with our people who are our people, then they feel the safest place in the whole world. But there's that period of fear we kind of have to get past to get to that feeling of, these are my people.
Well, and that's exactly what I was thinking, is that we've all had those relational wounds, you know, friendship wounds. So I think that, you know, looking at that is, that's what's kind of holding us back from just going for it.
There's a bunch of stuff.
So we've already kind of touched on several practical ideas, but we always like to wrap up with something we can possibly do in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So are there some other practical steps that people listening can think about and we can be thinking about?
I think making that first step, like, you know, like for me would just be planning a date and then sending out that invite. And I could probably do that in 5 minutes or 10, you know, just to make that initial reaching out instead of waiting for people to reach out to me.
Yeah. And I'm going to go back to this question. Not only do you ask it of those that you love most, but get alone with the Lord and ask this question: how would I spend this year if I knew it was my last? Mm-hmm. And be honest, invite the Holy Spirit into that question. And what I think is, not only will you maybe walk away from some things that you're not supposed to be, or a season has ended, but maybe there's some things there that matter the most. And you're saying one day and it's today, you know? Wow. So you say yes to that. And like, I felt a chill when I said that.
Yeah.
Like, so for someone who's listening to this, you've been saying one day I'll do that. One day that'll happen. One day I'll say yes to that. Today, my friend, today.
Yeah. And I would say, if that's you, tell someone.
Yeah.
You know, post it on the More Than Small Talk Facebook group page and say, yeah, I'm going to go for this dream, or I'm going to pursue this relationship, or I'm going to make this change in my life this year. Tell us about it. Even better, tell your BFF or your spouse or someone at your church or your office, whoever you feel like will say, I will cheer you on in that.
Yeah.
So I think it's important too to have people come alongside us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, next episode will be your unword for the year. So we're changing things up. Instead of your one word, we're going to do your unword. So you need
sounds
to
like underwear.
Underwear.
So that's going to be a fun one. And also, I have a book out called Freedom: The Gutsy Pursuit of Breakthrough and the Life Beyond It. And it is just, I love kicking off the new year with a goal. And this, each chapter kind of takes you through growth steps, just prayer journaling, prayers to pray, and just living your best gutsy life of saying yes and walking in freedom. So,
and my free online Bible study for Strong, Brave, Love kicks off this week. So if you've not signed up, don't wait. We'll put that info in the Facebook group as well, along with Jennifer's book. So as you start a new 2020, we are praying that it is a year of deeper joy and more connection and embracing imperfection.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available on the More Than Small Talk page on klrc.com. You can also join us in our Facebook group. Subscribe to More Than Small Talk on your favorite app so you won't ever miss an episode.